Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew us with your Holy Spirit. Come, let us to the God of love with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious and won't leave the desolate to mourn. God's voice commands the tempest forth and stills the stormy wave. And with a strong and mighty arm is ever quick to save. Long has the night of sorrow reigned, the dawn shall bring us light. God shall appear, and we shall rise with gladness in God's sight. Our hearts, if God we seek to know, shall see and then rejoice. God's coming like the morn shall be, like morning songs God's voice. Amen. I know my guilt and confess my sin. I regret what I have done. Adonai, I deserve an angry rebuke, a punishment for what I have done. Arrows have sunk deep in me. I feel as if your hand has come down on me. My bones are brittle, my body withers. Through my sin, no health or wholeness remains. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bent over and brought to my knees. I walk in misery all day long. A fever now consumes me. There is no health in my body. Feeble and broken, I cry out, groaning from the heart. Adonai, you see what I long for. You hear my sighs and my groaning. My heart pounds, my strength is spent, the light of my eyes is snuffed out. Friends and neighbors avoid me, everyone keeps their distance. Others plot against me and lay snares, seek my ruin and speak of harm, hatching plots and spreading lies. Like someone born deaf or unable to speak, I can no longer hear, and I have no defense. I wait for you, O Adonai, and you, my God, will answer. I pray, do not let them gloat or mock and laugh when I fall. For I am about to collapse. There is no relief from my pain. I know my guilt and confess my sin. I regret what I have done. My enemies are many and strong. They hate and tell lies without cause. Those who deal evil for good, blame me for seeking what is right. Adonai, do not abandon or forsake me. My God, do not stay so far away. Hurry, Adonai, and help me, for you are God, my Savior. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I know my guilt and confess my sin. I regret what I have done.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says Adonai, when I will conclude a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they did not stand by my covenant, and I ignored them, says Adonai. But this is the covenant I will establish with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach their fellow citizen and kin, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from least to greatest, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sins no more. Thanks be to God.
As a parent has compassion on a child, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. As a parent has compassion on a child, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. For God knows of what we are made. God remembers that we are dust. Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. As a parent has compassion on a child, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Save all people, Adonai, and bless those who search for truth. Govern and uphold them now and forever. Day by day let us bless your name and sing your praise forever. Keep us this day from all sin and evil. Show us your mercy and compassion. May your love be upon us, Adonai, for we place all our trust in you.
We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. Henry of Suso was so moved by your creation that he prayed, O gentle God, you are so lovely in your creatures, how exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Direct and sanctify, rule and guide our hearts and bodies, our thoughts, words, and deeds, to keep your commandment of love and honor the sacredness of all creation. For you live and reign in the power of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of wisdom and love, who has called us to glory, bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.